who is it? Who's it directed to? Who do you write this for? Is it for bands? Is it for, you know, who's it for?
It's for, I would say, small venue people in general. And so that means that there's a range of topics I'll get into. For instance, I've even done some things about the issues of bands marketing themselves, right? It's not all just technical issues,
right?
But it's about the whole life of you're working in a place, you're working and playing, you're doing music in places that hold 200 people or fewer.
Right.
Which in my opinion, and there's some nuance to this, and we can talk about this maybe a little bit later. In my opinion, the 200 seats or fewer venue is the actual backbone of the music industry. I don't believe it's the face of the music industry, but I believe it's the backbone. That I get into this because I think that if it is that backbone, then bands, audio technicians, lighting technicians, all the people involved there should be a conversation about what makes that good and how to do that well. Because I think that in a lot of cases, and this has been true for me, that a lot of us, you know, we sort of pine for the bigger stage, the USANA amphitheater, man, wouldn't it be cool to do that? Wouldn't it be cool to do that? And so we treat the small venue experience in total, the business end, the production end, the playing in an end, as just this kind of temporary thing that's a stepping stone to something else.
Right.
And while that's, I would say, you know, that's not necessarily all bad.
Mm.
The problem is when it gets treated as something that it's like, we don't have to worry about the quality of this experience because, you know, who cares? This is small potatoes. We want to move on to the next thing. And the problem is that I think if you want to move on to the next thing, you've got to do the bit before that as well as you possibly can.
Right.
And so that's why I think that it's important to talk about it. And I also ended up talking about it because I think, you know, there's a lot out there that, you know, that talks about, say, production, music production in just sort of a generalized context.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to be more specific. I want to say, you know, because, again, trying to have that conversation about, you know, what does it take to do it well in a small venue?
Right.
You know, so let's talk about this in this context, in the small venue context. What can you do? What do you, you know, what is, how does this inform other things? But, you know, in this situation that you're in right now, how do we do this as best as we possibly can? Or I should say, how do we do this as best as I think?
Yeah.
Because other people might think I'm completely full of it. And I can understand that. So.